USA Radio News.
Finland and Sweden are joining NATO as a direct outcome of threats from Russia's Vladimir Putin. That's according to White House security spokesperson John Kirby. He discussed the new NATO members on Wednesday.
This is not about posing a threat to Russia or anyone else. It's about defense and only about defense. They have a lot of very advanced capabilities that they're now going to be able to devote to the alliance.
A new poll shows an overwhelming and growing majority of Americans say the U.S. is heading in the wrong direction. That number includes nearly 8 in 10 Democrats. The poll by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, suggests President Joe Biden faces fundamental challenges as he tries to motivate voters to cast ballots for Democrats in November's midterm elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The FTC has its sights set on retailer Walmart.
The Federal Trade Commission is suing Walmart. Officials with the FTC say the store has allowed scam artists access to its money transfer services. They allege that's resulted in fraud that has cost consumers tens of millions of dollars everywhere. The lawsuit further states Walmart didn't adequately train its employees and failed to properly warn its customers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hackers targeting anti-abortion states after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade last week have leaked the personal data of two U.S. state governments. Tech Monitor reports that the hacking gang SiegeSec released 8 gigabytes of information reportedly stolen from state governments in Arkansas and Kentucky in retaliation for restricting abortion access. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
What's the weather forecast for the future? Perhaps a supercomputer can tell us. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
Government officials engaged two new supercomputers this week to help improve weather forecasting. The computers named Dogwood and Cactus ranked among the 50 fastest computers in the world and will help deploy more advanced realistic climate models. This is good news if you live in a region that experiences extreme weather because the new systems are able to respond faster. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Americans are forking out over $10 more this year on their Independence Day barbecues, 1 year after the White House was lampooned for a tweet celebrating a 16-cent discount. Critics slammed the White House last 4th of July after it celebrated a report from the American Farm Bureau Federation saying the average cost of a summer cookout was stable at $59.50 for 10 people, which was down 16 cents from 2020. Ford has issued the first ever recall for its F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck. A spokesperson for the automaker told Fox Business that the vehicle's tire pressure monitoring system light may not illuminate when intended and may not be able to provide adequate warning of low tire inflation pressure. And a David Bowie Barbie doll dressed in an iconic blue suit has been released by Mattel. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.